1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
All right, Dane, so yes. I threw it out yesterday that I'm going to actually have a lesson and learn to drive a manual car. So we've called in the big dogs. It is Craig Prestige. Now, Craig joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Herbie. Good morning, Dane. How are you?
Doing better than you are, probably.
First sign he's here.
Well, that's a good thing.
So we didn't crash.
That's right.
We didn't crash.
Well, you could have crashed and just gotten an Uber here. I don't know for sure.
Well, no injuries then.
Oh, that's much better. Yeah, no
injuries. Mum had whiplash. Craig doesn't have whiplash. But look, I'll throw it to you, Craig. How'd I go?
Yeah, what's the...
No Uber. The clutch is still in one piece. The GoPro fell over a couple of times on the dashboard.
We need duct tape.
But we went okay.
Okay, right. So if you were to score out of 10, for someone who's just learning to drive a manual car, how would you score compared to just a learner driver?
We probably got a 5 or a 6 out of 10, ooh, which is pretty good.
That's pretty good, though,
yep,
because the 10's a perfect driver.
Yes, true.
So
and there's no perfect
learning
drivers.
There you go.
We all make mistakes.
So how did she go, though? Where did she make some mistakes?
Our clutch control was okay. We slowed the clutch control down a little bit. We worked on some road positioning, some head checks, and she's got a bit of a head start on you, Dane. So
I reckon I do.
On you.
Okay, that's interesting.
When it comes to road rules.
Mm. Yes, I've always been worried about that, and I always fascinate myself with whether or not if I went to sit a driving test now, how it'd go. But when it comes to bunny hops or anything like that, or did you do any hill starts?
No, we didn't do any hill starts.
Okay. Bunny hops, though?
We had a couple of bunny hops.
And just keep that. That was a bit more fun. I wanted Craig to enjoy the experience.
It was embarrassing. We had one soft stall.
One.
Oh, okay.
One which you didn't stall. Even know. You didn't hear a do-do-do. It just was like, oh, the car's off.
Yeah, it just turned off.
So it was like a cute stall.
Yeah.
Right. Now,
like a pretty stall.
Did you have to use your pedals at any stage on your side of the vehicle?
No.
Be honest. No!
No!
Wow!
She's good.
No way!
She's very good.
I thought for sure there would have been some clutch help there at all.
So did I. Don't you worry. I thought that would give me
don't worry,
a lot more.
I thought about it a few times, but I gave it a miss and let her just work it all out herself.
Right. Yep. Well, this is great. So this is a good start to the manual driving course. What's next then for a manual driver to get to improve? Just continue driving manual
car? Just continue driving, and then you'd be working on your parking, your three-point turns and reverse parks and 60-degree angle parks.
Well, you say you didn't do any reverse parks either?
No.
Not yet.
No,
it's a reversing, but not reverse parking.
Okay, rightio.
Yeah, I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
I reckon I might need another lesson, but potentially, Craig, we might get you back next week because I smell a competition.
Mm.
I can see the competition. We had game face on in that car with Herbie, and I reckon she wants to
win.
Take Dane apart.
Now, I think you should have another lesson just so you get a hill start and a reverse park into you, because that's a big thing doing those things in a manual car.
It is.
Because I'm going to be honest, I've stored the hit van on the hill before.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that.
I've been in it.
And you've worn the coffees too. We're delivering coffee and muffin Monday. That was my bad. So they are tricky. But I'm happy to take you on in a driving exam, in a test with Craig. I'm going to go out and I'm sure I'll score more points than you.
Well, time will tell. I'll let you study the books and I'll get behind the wheel again and come next week. You're going to see who's champion.
I don't need to study. I'll be fine.
Thanks, Craig.
No dramas. Bring it on.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverina's Hit 93.1.
It is a fantastic new initiative from the Wagga Wagga Civic Theatre and it's called Plug and Play. And joining us now from the Wagga Civic Theatre is Carissa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Carissa, we love live music here at Hit and we love local talent. And we found over the years there is so much local talent.
Yes.
But you guys have created Plug and Play, and it's all to do with local live talent.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because we're exactly like you. We love local talent. We know it's out there, but venues are telling us, where is it? How do I find this person? And then young people are going, I'm writing these songs, but I don't know what to do next. And so we've spent a lot of time talking to musicians, young musicians in venues, thinking, what's the gap? Why is that not connecting? And figuring we can be the bit in the middle. We can help that young person get a really good set together, really professional look marketing, and then set them up with the venue. And then we can start making those relationships happen. So that's the plan. We're going to be the little meat in the sandwich. We're going to make it happen.
So if I'm, say I'm a songwriter and I've got this list of songs, how do I get involved in Plug and Play and get your help?
Yeah, easy. The first thing is introduce yourself to us. So if you get on the website, give us your name and your number. I'll give you a call and then we get together and we sit down and we talk music and also where you're at in your career and where you want to be.
And so I love that Plug and Play's just launched. But the best thing about this, because when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, is it just for young people? It isn't. You're taking anyone that needs any kind of assistance.
Up to 25. But, you know, if you're 26, you can call. But, you know, it's really interesting. So already we've had, you know, over 20, which is great. We've got people at one end of the spectrum with people who are, you know, on guitar, 13, wanting to do things. And we've got people in their 20s who I would consider pretty successful saying, do you know what, I actually could use a hand going to the next level. I'd like to get my music recorded or I'd like to add some originals and I want some help with that. So, yeah, I think that's really exciting. I think what's going to come out of it is some really good quality music.
And it's not just singers. You're looking for all types of anyone that's got any kind of musical talent background. You're looking
it's
for them.
It's true. We're really interested in songwriters. We really want to encourage writing originals because, I mean, you know, we all love a great cover.
Yeah.
But I just think I really want to hear people express themselves and write their own songs. I know they're doing it in bedrooms. Like, we actually just want to get it out.
In the showers.
That's it. But we're also interested in if you're interested in doing sound mixing for bands. That's a real area people need. And even if you're keen to be a DJ, we're happy to talk to people too. I used to be a DJ.
Hey.
That's a great job. That was my first
job. What was your DJ name?
So back then we didn't have DJ names. It was Carissa. Thank you.
Right, just checking. DJ Carissa.
But actually, if you got married in the early 90s in Wagga and you had a female DJ, that was me.
Yeah. Right. On the decks. Yeah, the wheels of steel.
But actually, DJing now is a really legit career. Yeah. And we can help hook people up and get some experience. So really, any aspect of the music business, we're happy to work with people.
You mentioned songwriting. I just want to touch on, if there is songwriters out there, you don't have to perform the songs.
No.
You will help them actually give their songs out to the community.
Already two people I've spoken to have said, well, I'm writing them, but I can't get up and sing them. I need someone to sing them.
Yeah.
And then we've got other people going, oh, I do singing, but I don't know how to write. And I'm thinking, I'm going to put you people together.
Yeah.
Do you know? I'm going to see what happens when this person sings this person's lyrics. So we'll be putting on gigs as part of this as well. And that's another way people can support it is let's just stop saying we'd like to see it on. Let's go see it on, really. Yeah.
And we'd love to have them on too for Live and Locals.
They will be
here. We'll have them here on Hit 93.1. And what's the interest been like early on here with Plug and Play?
Well, I think we put it up on social media a handful of days ago and we had 23 people
amazing.
Of close of business yesterday. And like I said, some seriously great people in there. Like, really, we've got metal artists, classical artists. So, really,
bit of everything.
How good to put those together?
I'd love to have a DJ to mix that in and you'll be good to go.
That's it, exactly.
There
Return
is something, honestly,
Carissa.
In the water here in Wagga, though, because there are so many talented people when it comes to the music industry.
And it feels like there's something now. Like, there's something happening now. So, this is, I'm hoping we can pull them all out of the woodwork and let people know. But also, the next stage is to connect them with the music industry outside Wagga. Do you know, for the people who want to take it to the next level is us bringing APRA down here, Live Music New South Wales, to meet these guys and hear their music and make those connections, you know, so they can take it further.
Absolutely phenomenal community engagement program. And if you want more info, civictheatre.com.au is where you need to go. Carissa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Herbie and Dane, the Riverinas, Hit 93.1.
We all live in Australia, unless you are streaming us at hit.com.au. And some of us that do live here in Australia land, we get put in the category of being bogans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll confess, I get it a lot. I probably get it once a week that I speak quite bogan.
Yep.
Yep, I'm a bit slang. That's fine. I don't really care. It doesn't faze me. But I've come across an interesting article, and it's about what people believe make you an Aussie bogan.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a bad thing at all.
No.
I think it just really shows who you are and your personality.
Yeah, I'm a bit ocker.
Which
relaxed.
Is fine because you're from Australia. Why not be Australian?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a mullet.
No.
So that doesn't put me in that category. But I'll go through some things. And I reckon a few more people will tick a few of these boxes than you think. And so this was actually posted on a Facebook group, which they always are. And this was called Subtle Bogan Traits.
All right.
Some of them I don't think are subtle. Some are. So if you refer to people as old mate.
Oh,
tick.
Mate. Yep.
Done.
Okay.
Do that one.
Bogan.
Eating uncooked 2-minute noodles as a snack.
Oh, I can't say I've ever done that.
Oh, I've done it all the time. Using an old cordial bottle as a water bottle.
Yeah, done that.
Done. I reckon everyone's done that. And you get a little bit of extra flavour in the water.
Yes, and the tradies heading to work this morning are like, oh, that's me.
This one, I'm known to do. Yes. Placing a teaspoon in an open bottle of champagne or bubbles to keep it lasting. It's just a myth, supposedly, but I do it. There's a rare occasion that there's some bubbles left in the bottle.
Yeah.
But, you know, when there is, chuck the old teaspoon in. She's good to go.
Consumed.
Writing wash me on a dirty car.
We've all done that before.
Love that. I still do it. I'm 25.
Yeah.
Making cob loaves, very bogan thing, but very Australian thing. And I'm never going to judge anyone who does that because they are delicious.
And they are fancy at the Union Club Hotel too.
Speaking total Aussie, which some say I do, but then pronouncing bruschetta. In perfect
Italian, yes.
And bruschetta. This one I didn't think much of, but I reckon this is so Australian, and I reckon it's great.
So
I
this tops it, the rest. This epitomises Australian.
Because I didn't think about this, and okay. I reckon I say it probably daily.
So it's a saying.
It's a saying.
It's not good. Australians wouldn't be good day or anything.
No,
like
no,
that,
no, no, no. It's a saying that a lot of people do say, and I honestly on the reg say it all the time, but I never put this in the bogan category. And it's saying, lock it in, Eddie.
Want more Herbie and Dane?
Download the Hit app.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.